You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
901 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3. The lefties' reviews are just meh right now. That's the word we're getting on lefties. But it's close, so that's pretty good. Here's a video of the Packers players with Kevin King after the game. It's like five guys beating up on one.
We use that for Colts draft. Like, I'll send live look at Jamie's one of the scouts. Live look at Jamie during Colts draft meetings, and everyone's beating the crap out of him.
That's funny. 713-780-3776. Recapping what we've been talking about. It's been a lot of Deshaun possibly leaving and all of the implications there, what he's worth, why this is all happening, and perhaps maybe Deshaun should come out with some kind of definitive statement. Josh McCown, This is So Texans. Another interview for Jim Caldwell. So he has gotten his second interview. Eric Bieniemy, still, though, the betting favorite in Las Vegas to be the head coach of the Houston Texans. And somebody, who did you say, tweeted out that there would be a big announcement?
Somebody from, I think he's a color commentator or an analyst for on the Chiefs end.
Oh, yeah.
Chiefs King, he said within 24 to 48 hours, this is last night, 11:29. He said within 24 to 48 hours, there would be a big announcement coming from Chiefs Kingdom. Now, what that means, I have no idea. But I think it's possible to speculate that maybe they're talking about Eric Bieniemy. He seemed excited. I think people would be excited for Eric Bieniemy to get a shot. You have, obviously, you also get a third-round draft pick for whenever Eric Bieniemy signs somewhere. They're going to get a third-round pick for him.
Yeah. You think that's why Andy Reid's pushing him so hard? Get that third-rounder?
No, I think he wants him to.
No, I know. But, hey, I get a third-rounder, too. So I'm gonna push that even harder.
You know, I've asked somebody with the Chiefs before, like, what does Bieniemy do? Like, give me the real scoop. They said he's involved in play calling. There's discussions about what to do. Like, it's kind of like when Kyle Shanahan was calling plays, but Gary Kubiak was there, could over. It's the same thing also when Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak were collaborating in Denver back in the day. It's the same kind of situation.
Yeah. Well, Eric Bieniemy can't overrule an Andy Reid play call, but
No. Yeah, obviously.
Right. But Mike, I'm sure Mike he Shanahan. Says, Eric, what do you think this series or whatever? What looks like it's working? I'm sure.
There's also implementing game plan. Yeah. There's also play design. There's a lot of stuff, and people in Kansas City have told me, you know, he's very involved with the offense, which I've always known that. I mean, Andy Reid's trying to push it. Alex Smith is trying to push it. They've both been under Eric Bieniemy. If he gets the job, he is not a, you know, Leslie Frazier, Jim Caldwell are going to be more in the Tony Dungy, quiet. I'm trying to think of, because Dungy's the guy who comes off as the ultimate more quiet head coach. Who are some other kind of quiet head coaches? Well, Andy Reid kind of is, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Andy Reid do a lot of histrionics on the sideline that I can think of. He's not a Vrabel, but Bieniemy is more on that Vrabel tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. OB, like, he's going to get into people's ass. He's going to yell. He's going to be a little more fiery.
Yeah.
That's his style.
Salah was, too. Salah's going to probably be that same. Much the same.
I would imagine, yeah.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Whose prayers mean more, Sylvester Turner's or Jack Easterby's? If Jack Easterby prays for Deshaun Watson to leave, and they got a good
draft. To leave?
Well, to get a good draft package for him. But Sylvester Turner is praying that we move forward together. I know he loves the city because I've seen how much he has given of himself and his treasure to people in the city.
You think there'll be competing prayers with different agendas?
Right. So whose prayers are going to mean more, Jack Easterby's or Sylvester?
Well,
Sylvester Turner is a mayor.
Jack's but he's also had a politician. So many prayers answered. I've got to think at some point he's going to say, not again.
Yeah, but
I did.
We hit your limit.
Your executive. Have you looked at your paychecks?
Yeah.
This is it.
But would the Father above treat a politician better than he would treat one of his devoted disciples?
There have been good politicians. Well, there probably was a maybe there was a good politician
at some
once.
Point. I'm sure
an actual one that wasn't hypocritical and actually did believe in.
But whose work would be God's work be glorified more if Jack Easterby stays in his role and gets what he wants, or if Sylvester Turner gets what he wants? Because when Deshaun scores touchdowns, he does a lot of flexing or do the slime. I don't see him pointing to the man above. Jack, every time something goes well for him, you know he's pointing to the man above.
Huh. Every time, like, when, as soon as Brian Gain got fired, Jack went.
Yeah. Jack, yeah. I would imagine he did.
Hey.
And you know,
you,
what
no,
happens?
You.
What happens
you're
if Jack.
Good, no.
If Jack gets his way. And Deshaun is gone.
When they traded DeAndre Hopkins,
he pointed to the man above.
Oh,
but what happens
that. When they were able to get Laremy Tunsil without getting a deal done in advance, so they'd have no leverage and would eventually force out Chris Olsen?
But God sent the message, Jack.
Thank you, God, for getting rid of our cap guy.
No, God said,
you did that.
I have better cap discipline than you. There's no way I would have done that.
That is not on Jack. Stop giving me credit for dealing
for
on. Brandon Cooks.
But hold on, if Jack is,
I don't want Brandon Cooks on me.
So you don't have to give me credit for everything.
But you guys,
that's on you. This one's on you.
You're ignoring the ultimate move, and I brought it up before the show or during a break. If Jack gets his way, allegedly, and Deshaun goes, you know who's in prime position to
when
draft?
You say allegedly. There is no alleging that Jack is get that Jack wants.
That's why I said
Deshaun
gone.
He alleged that.
That's why I said allegedly.
You can't use what John says.
Yes,
as allegedly.
That's allegedly. He alleged it. I can say allegedly.
Use John's alleges.
If someone alleges
it, he doesn't have a blue check
mark. That doesn't matter. If someone alleges, it's perfect for someone alleging to not have a blue check mark.
So now you're going to use his alleges?
Okay, so wait a minute.
Hold on, though.
Well, let's finish this point. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If Jack gets his way, allegedly, who are the Texans in prime position to draft? Another guy who points up to the sky when things go well. Zach Wilson.
A different,
BYU.
It's a little different. It's a
BYU.
Different point.
It's a little. It's different, but still.
Do you think Jack Easterby's down with the Mormons?
I just
with all
like,
that that polygamy.
That's
going on?
That's certain sex. That's not
that's
every Mormon.
Not, yeah, that's not LDS.
That's not every Mormon.
That's Juniper
that.
Creek.
Oh,
you can't put that on Zach Wilson.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know how many wives he has.
I don't believe he has any currently.
He doesn't have any.
Currently.
Now, I can tell you.
Is he practicing
you,
with a lot of girlfriends?
Let me tell
know.
You.
He would
who
never
will,
do that.
I will tell you who the number
don't
one.
Don't you have to train for all those wives with a boatload of girlfriends?
You train for football, not for your
so
five
he
wives.
Is, you're going to hear a lot about this. If they were to draft him, get ready for the entire culture to be all over the Texans, because this is his back. When I wrote him up, I read up on him. He comes from a well-to-do family. Mm-hmm. Not his. It's not a problem. It is what it is.
Can't blame him for that.
But he would fly back and forth private. I don't know if it was on a jet or if it was just airline. But he'd fly back and forth on the same day to go to multiple quarterback camps. He did some things that you got to have some money to do.
Yeah,
obviously
he had it,
But you will. That will be a story. That'll be a story coming up.
What a quarterback
for people
can't
who
have
want
money?
To slander him. Well, you've already seen the story that, character problem.
Yeah.
Remember that came out?
All of his teammates came out to defend him and stuff. Yeah,
That he's, entitled and stuff like that. You're going to start seeing more people leak that kind of stuff on him as we get close to the draft.
Yeah,
I'm
but
just
does,
warning you, that's what's coming out.
But does he have a subpar Philly cheesesteak restaurant?
No one said it's subpar.
Okay.
John alleges that.
More importantly, does he play tennis like Josh Rosen?
Oh, tennis players can't get there.
No.
Quarterbacks.
No kidding. I want to know.
Two parents
he probably
are academics.
Had a tennis court in his backyard.
Tennis player, parents who are academics, a guy who challenged coaching every step of the way. I don't understand what this play is. He had two different coordinators behind the scenes at UCLA go. Oh, my God.
Yeah, what are those coordinators doing now, though, Lance?
Yeah.
Coordinating.
Where?
An NFL coach.
Did they have
one's
good
a college coach.
Did they have good offenses, though?
One's a
Where is Josh quarterbacking?
Is he in San Francisco? Where
practice
is he?
Practice squad.
Yeah.
He's a PS.
Still cashing checks, though, now, isn't he?
He's not for long.
Big. Not that
NFL.
Big.
NFL.
Better go to see how that tennis career is.
How much guaranteed money did he get as a top 10 pick? I'm sure he'll be fine.
Yeah,
well,
he comes
from money. He was going to be fine anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's what you hold against him.
How about Jim Mora even? Like, well, if I had my choice, I'd go with Sam Darnold. No! No, I'm just,
y'all are taking it the wrong way. I would go with Sam Darnold if I had to pick and Josh was gone.
It appears he should
have. That's not what the question was.
It appears he should have picked a different quarterback because neither one of them is going that great right now.
Well, but
tell it to the guy that's not on the practice squad.
Listen, I wouldn't mind at all if you got
you're
three firsts and a Sam Darnold.
You gave a first up for him.
Actually, no, it wasn't a first. Stop lying. It wasn't a first.
You gave up a first
for
Josh Rosen?
It wasn't a first for Josh Rosen.
Would you give up?
I don't know. I think they gave up a second, a fifth, and got a pick back. My team is 10-6. I don't care about Josh Rosen. I just think it's funny that you, because you're the Josh Rosen of barbecue,
I told you before the draft, and you were like,
"It's fine.
Josh is really good.
No,
he's my friend."
Actually, I never said that. What I said
and
was,
"You said Team Josh when he got traded to you."
I can get into what I said instead of you making stuff up. What I said was, "Why would I trust what Jim Moore has to say? He stinks." That's what I said.
Yeah, and I love Josh Rosen.
No, I didn't say that at all. Actually,
912 ESPN. I heard you say it.
912. That's a lie.
713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us on ESPN 97.5. We'll go over the games again tomorrow. Yesterday's games, rather, in the next segment. Don't go anywhere.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good. Allegedly, Tommy Stark says, I do remember hearing Dell say that he liked Rosen, that they were friends.
Why would I have said Josh
that's
Rosen?
What some guy, that's what somebody has alleged.
Why would I have said Josh Rosen is my friend at any point?
So, I got on my bookie, guys. It's 3.5 right now, not three.
Yes.
It started at 3. It's 3.5. Yep. And 56. 3.5 and 56, the number for the Super Bowl. That's 2 weeks away. But there's reason to believe that Tampa might be the pick here. Tampa just might be the damn pick here. So that'll be interesting to see how this betting goes on this one. And the games yesterday were... We're not well. That Packers game was a good game. That was a good game.
Oh, this is a great, Brian. You nailed it. This captured it. So did you see when Mahomes got out of the pocket and ran to the sideline, and then like right before he ran out of bounds, stopped and added another yard, and then got out? When I was watching him run, I'm like, I can't tell if he's hurt or that's how he's running now. This is kind of gross. And Brian says, can you describe Mahomes' running style? Is it A, having to go to the bathroom, or B, speed walking? You need to find it, because his legs, his knees barely, it is like using, like, I got to go to the bathroom.
Funny walk.
Yeah.
By the way.
It is having to go to the bathroom clenched up.
Yeah.
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 He's clenching it up.
Or he's making a diamond.
The obfuscator says, I just don't understand how Kelsey's constantly wide open. Are teams still underestimating him? No. He's that good with his routes.
No. How is he that wide open, though? That is a really, really
good
question.
Okay, so when they play zone, because in zone, okay, man-to-man, he can get open. But in zone, they have concepts designed. Like, they have a mesh concept, but it's levels to where you have a shallow cross here and an intermediate cross. And basically, you can just tell that Pat Mahomes is just reading a linebacker. He's just reading a linebacker, and if he drops with depth, it's the crosser. If he gets eyes on the crosser, he's over the top to the intermediate level, the little dig route or little over route. It's brilliantly designed. Some passing concepts are really bad. They have a bunch of basically one-on-one verticals that they're forcing you to win one-on-one. Andy Reid puts guys in motion and movement to stress linebackers and safeties, and he creates very easy-to-decipher reads. And I think Pat Mahomes, now it is kind of crazy, like, wow, 17 yards down the field. You know, I understand Tyreek Hill getting open, but it is kind of crazy that Travis Kelce, 17, 18 yards down the field, catches it and runs for another seven. Like,
was this a bust? Mm-hmm. Is it, well, what is this? I'm like, no. And then they go to the replay and it's just zone. I don't know how you could ever run a, I would be running football's version of boxing one on him at all times on Travis Kelce. And I don't know if you heard Tony Romo say what he would do is you're going to have to run a version of New England Patriot defense where you run single high safety, and then you're going to have to double team Tyreek Hill. You're going to have to start taking out either Tyreek. You got to take out either Kelce or Tyreek Hill where you say they're not allowed to catch it. And everyone else is going to have to be. Because that's what Belichick is famous for. He will take away what you love more than anything else. But I don't know that you could if you can conceivably say you're going to do that with Tyreek Hill with the way they get him in motion, out of the backfield, jet sweep. To me, you got a better chance of taking out Travis Kelce with coverage than Tyreek Hill.
Is it, are we done with the, it was all Bill Belichick now? Because.
Was that ever, did anyone actually ever believe that?
Yes. Yes.
You hang out with dumb people.
Dumb people.
Deshaun Watson's not good.
Yeah,
Mahomes is never going to play, and it's all Bill Belichick.
But how about that? This dude has taken a team that was hasn't been to the playoffs in a dozen.
Say that out loud. Watch what people will come back at you with. I've already done this before. I'm like, man, Tom Brady. It should. I said it should be rebranded from Patriots way to the Brady way.
Yeah.
Here come people flying in. Oh, you mean this season where he just got done with a game where he had two interceptions? They'll bring up how he's not responsible for the last two wins, which is ridiculous. It's more turnovers than you want to have, but he also made plays. He made throws. Like, Tom Brady's the one who made the read and the throw to Scotty Miller. That was a really big deal. Tom Brady, under duress, threw it up for Chris Godwin to go make a play against the safety. I mean, that's understanding your matchups is part of what makes Tom Brady great. Is he the same quarterback he was in the past? No. Does he think as quickly? No, I don't think he processes as quickly. But Tom Brady getting to the Super Bowl with Tampa after what they did last year and primarily the same team, that's pretty crazy.
Or do we say...
I mean, Tristan Wirfs, good right tackle.
Or do we say, man, Jameis, you really screwed that up.
Well, look at the difference. They're going to the Super Bowl versus can't even make the playoffs for a dozen years.
Well, when you throw 30 picks, you're not making the playoffs. And that's what Jameis did last year. I was going to ask this question. Are wins a quarterback stat?
I think certain wins are.
Yeah.
Not all wins are. I think there are certain games where you have to have the quarterback to win them. Like Josh Allen, you had to have a quarterback ready to win that game in Kansas City again. Josh wasn't ready to win that game. That was not, I mean, he got shown something defensively in coverage that he wasn't ready for and did not have the capability of overcoming. You had to have the right quarterback to have a chance to win that game. I think it can be a stat, but only in certain occasions. In the biggest games, it can be. But, you know, we weren't that far away from Jimmy Garoppolo winning a Super Bowl. So, usually it's the great quarterbacks who win Super Bowls. Brad Johnson's got one.
Eli's got two. And
Eli's
I know
got
how
two.
You feel
he ain't
about
great.
Him.
Yeah, I don't. Listen, that is,
Chris Chandler got to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Jake DeLone got to a Super Bowl.
Stan Humphries got to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it happens.
Tom Brady's just one of those guys. He's more like
Jake DeLone. He's like Jake DeLone.
He's like a really long lasting.
Did Jake DeLone outplay Tom Brady in that Super Bowl? I don't even remember the stats for that game.
It was awesome.
It was an awesome game.
Awesome game.
Let me check it.
Jake DeLone played his ass off.
That's what I would. I'm going to call him tenured Jake DeLone. That's who Tom Brady
is.
Not the GOAT to me. You're
tenured Jake DeLone.
Yeah. Tenured Jake DeLone. I saw a tweet. I think it was Mina Kimes. She had this matchup. She just put this matchup: one goat versus baby goat. That's what we're seeing, which is true.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's fine. I'm fine with
that. Tom Brady went from playing the most talented quarterback in his generation to the most talented quarterback for the next 10 years.
I was kind of surprised in Terry Bradshaw at halftime.
Jake DeLome had 3 touchdowns, 323 yards, and no interceptions.
That's pretty damn good.
16-33. He had a super long one plays to Steve Smith or Mohsin Mohamed,
I remember.
Tom Brady threw for 354, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
See, he threw an interception, not as good as Jake DeLone.
Quarterback rating was higher for Jake DeLone.
Yep. Turnover machine, Tom Brady.
How about at halftime, Terry Bradshaw goes, Oh, you guys were in a man coverage with nobody over the top with Scotty Miller, with maybe the best quarterback of the last 25 years here. I was like, Terry Bradshaw, really? I think he said the best quarterback of the last 25 years.
Yeah, I think he meant.
Is there any argument? Is there any argument that Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever?
Maybe if you're
Terry Bradshaw,
Team Peyton Manning.
How could you be Team Peyton Manning over Tom Brady?
But that was a discussion just like 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you got to get over that now. You have to get over that now.
I would think so.
I would hope so.
But maybe it's you have to.
Yeah.
There's no.
I guess the only thing you would say is if you inserted Peyton Manning into Tom Brady's career on those Patriot teams with Bill Belichick as a coach, as opposed to, I don't know who coached. There was some Jim Caldwell. Who else was coaching those teams? Tony Dungy, and then maybe somebody else. I forgot. And Gary Kubiak. Does Manning make 9 Super Bowls with the Patriots if he's a quarterback there?
I think Manning could have. Well, Manning was James Harden, and that was the Golden State Warriors he played. He actually could have gone to more Super Bowls except for the team he played. They made a stupid decision to, remember that, going for it on the fourth down in their own territory. It was just horrific against New England. I remember in one of the regular season.
New England did that.
Or did New England do that against Indy?
Yeah, and they got stopped. Or maybe it was a fake punt. I forgot what it was.
It was something, yeah. It was a really, really bad idea.
Bill Belichick got crushed for that.
They didn't have a great rushing attack for Tom Brady. I mean, for Peyton Manning. And they really started to draft poorly. That's why it went downhill for Peyton Manning. Polian, after a really good run of drafting, really started to draft poorly.
I mean, Brady, the Super Bowl wins, clearly.
It's not.
There he is. But I don't think it's such a difference that if you inserted Manning into the Patriots, he wouldn't have done the same thing.
Will this make a difference if he goes 6-4 now? And if he goes 7-3 in Super Bowls, it's not. I mean,
if he loses on two Sundays from today and he's 6-4 and all of a sudden Mahomes is 2-2, I wouldn't say like a decade from now Mahomes wouldn't be considered the best of all time.
This could be a LeBron Michael conversation.
Yeah, if it happens that way.
Yep.
Only who's Michael?
Michael
would be Mahomes.
Mahomes if he continues what he's doing.
Because if he goes 6-4,
are they gonna call him Michael Mahomes? That's the
they just call him the goat.
That's so disrespectful. Can you play 20 some odd years?
Patrick Jordan.
Can you do it on two different teams? Can you go 10 times?
If you go perfect, you have Jordan status.
Daryl Morey believes that Michael Jordan is not the greatest of all time, that LeBron is. And he doubled down on that with a little tweet that he had to Nick Wright about it.
Did China protest this one too?
No, China is okay with that one. Oh. China likes LeBron.
Oh, yeah, because he came out. China,
because he did. He stood behind
him. He pretty much was non-committal to anything.
Hey, you guys want to play the Super Bowl? 3.5? 56 right now? 56.5. It's up to 56.5. Well, all you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You got NCAA basketball. You got NBA basketball. NHL is going on right now. NASCAR, I think, is going on right now. I don't know. Soccer, I'm pretty sure somebody's playing it somewhere. You can bet on that. You can all of the – and oh, by the way, what's the most fun is the prop bets. The prop bets for the big game are awesome, and it is extensive. They'll have a million different things you can bet on. How many yards Brady will throw, who will score the first touchdown. I mean, it's thing after thing, and it's silly things too. Pat Mahomes passing yards or touchdowns versus LeBron's personal fouls, whatever the case may be. You're going to find a bet that you really like on there, but you got to get to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. And when you make your initial deposit, you put up to $1,000. Now, you can put in $5,000, but they'll only match $500 of it. They're going to match a half of your initial deposit up to $1,000. So if you're, well, maybe it's $2,000 and you get $1,000. So here's the deal. If you're looking for the best place to play and win and get paid, it's mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You can use your credit card. You can use your bank account, whatever you want to use, and you can start playing and winning and get paid. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
Load and ready to rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Our Rockets are up to 5-9 now. 5-9. Right there, in the middle of it. Oh, that's six. That's 6 wins. I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. I'm looking at the Detroit game. 6-9 now. 6-9 now, and right there in the thick of it. You know, not exactly in the thick of it at the top of the standings, but right there for everybody to see. Houston Astros. Gosh dang, I'm having a hard time just pulling this up. Houston Rockets 6-9. They went from second to last now to a tie for 11th in the conference. So just a win will help. And they're just outside looking in on the play-in game. But there's still, I think, a few more games
left. You think so?
Yeah. The Mavericks at 8-8 are a little disappointing, I think.
Yeah, and Porzingis continues to be in and out.
In and out of the lineup.
That's who he is. Feels like that's who he will be for his career.
Denver's a little...
Oh, yeah, he was already looking for load management as a rookie. Remember, I'm just so tired. Everything I do make me tired.
Denver's a little disappointing. The Spurs, I think, are better than I had expected them to be.
Yeah, I did.
I don't know what to think of teams because I'm not sure who's playing, I mean, who they're... And even if you do have a full roster, are you playing teams that don't have guys playing because of COVID or other things? I don't even know who's good. Well, I can assume the Lakers are good.
But in real life, yeah. I it feels like it's totally up in the air because so many of the good teams are middling. It'll shake out probably in the next 2 weeks.
Probably. Denver's going to be better than that. Portland's about right where they... Portland always is.
Dallas is going to be better, right? Or no? They may... You know, Dallas may not.
This is where they were last year, too. Yep. This is about what they are. But they were expected to be so much better. Is Philadelphia going to stay on top? Daryl Morey is a genius.
No, they were were expected to be good last year.
And this team in the ground.
No, he's 12-5 with Philadelphia right now.
Yeah, they should be
leading the East.
They should be
the best team in the East right now. So what do you mean they should be?
No, Daryl's a good
because
GM.
Of Daryl.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
he took a bunch of crybabies and turned them into a good team.
I mean, it was not last year because they fell apart, but the year previous, they were a championship contender. Stop it with the Daryl stuff. He doesn't work here anymore. You don't have to lick his undercarriage anymore.
Whoa. Whose undercarriage?
Daryl's.
Daryl.
He doesn't even work here. We don't have to give him credit for things.
You did a lot. You were Thundersticks. It was embarrassing.
You were just crediting him, too.
Let's get Carlos in here. What up, Carlos?
Hey, good morning, John. Love the show, guys. Love all y'all. Hey, real quick, y'all heard anything about Gerald Green coming back to the fold?
Again?
Yes.
How many?
Yeah, I think he is coming back.
Do they have roster space?
Or maybe what I saw was that they had space for him now. I thought I just saw that where it looked like Gerald was going
to
come back.
Well, they cut Chris Clemens to bring Kevin Porter on. So I'm not sure they would have to remove another person from the roster to bring Gerald Green back.
No, I guess not.
They did originally, okay. And then they just said, beat it.
Well, when Chris Clemens got hurt, they said that they couldn't bring Gerald back, or it cost Gerald his roster spot.
Yeah, a month ago they said they planned on finding a way to get him back.
But
I guess that way hasn't materialized. No. How about that? How about the Rockets dealt for Porter, John? They got him with a protected second,
which probably
they may not even have to give up anything.
Probably won't go to Cleveland.
They're on the hook for over $5 million over the next 2 years, $2 and $3 million. That's a pretty good for Rafael Stone. That's not bad to add him and just see what the young guy can do.
He's definitely a boomer bust guy. Even in the draft, people had him anywhere from like late lottery to out of the first round because of what he could be and then also what they were worried about. And some of it is what you saw in Cleveland and why he was available because they just drafted him last year. So at the best, you thought that guy could be a top five type starter in the rotation, or even just a maybe a first guy off the bench type guy, that type of talent. Or you could see where he's already traded less than 2 years into his career, and that's kind of playing out right now.
That's not ideal.
No, absolutely not ideal. 713-780-3776. Anybody else that wants to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that.
By the way, you haven't commented on Uncle Mike coming back. What do you think?
Uncle?
Mike Brantley.
Oh, yeah. How about it? 2 years, $32 million, $16 million, which is exactly what he made the last 2 years playing here. I love it.
You know, we had talked about that.
Now,
being
it does probably mean Miles Straw is your center fielder.
Yeah.
Because they're not making it. He
well, Richard Justice thought Richard Justice thought there were still moves to come.
James Click said, and I'm going to trust James Click on this one.
He doesn't know.
Well, he is the general manager.
Has he talked to Jack Easterby?
Well, did he talk to Richie? I don't know. But Richie said.
Did James say?
James said, this is about it. We're done making any major moves now. He said that. The quote.
Yeah, I don't think that has to be a major move to add another.
Well, Jackie Bradley Jr. would be a big move.
Yeah, but what Richard said is you let some of the free agency and you go get a value pick. So it could just be another body out there to compete with Miles Straw.
It won't be a major
move.
Major move.
No, Miles Straw would be an interesting lead up. What would you do with the lineup now? Who would you lead off with? Finally, they get rid of one of the worst leadoff hitters
I know
in baseball.
It'll probably be Altuve, but it could be Bregman.
But what do you think it'd be Altuve, Uncle Mike, Breggy, Yordan,
Correa
5, Yuli
6.
And then Tucker 7. Damn, that's a hell of a...
Still a lineup.
Whew! Say it! That's a pretty good lineup.
It might be Tucker 6 and Yuli 7.
Yeah, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
And then you go, also you didn't see... Do you want to comment on Jason Castro coming back, the pitch framer?
Well,
did you see that?
And you just
did that make its word out? Did that make its way to Cabo?
Yeah, you just
or
got
did the locals,
Barry,
were they
that,
talking about it?
That would happen before that. Berryhill will just happen this weekend, and Berryhill is probably going to...
No, Jason Castro happened on Thursday.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's been in the works for a while. But they also picked up Berryhill for CNL.
Yeah, I saw that. Another young catcher. Yeah. Is the thought that he's going to compete right now? That's a lot of veteran no-hit.
Castro's a no-hit. I mean, what?
Castro's a no-hit. Castro's a throwback Astro.
Yeah. You still got Machete, so Machete's going to get the...
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there. We got another year of him.
Are you sure? Then why would you go Jason Castro and then trade for another one?
Because you need help.
So Berryhill is going to be in the minors? You ain't carrying three catchers.
But guess what? The Astros need help at catching. It's.
But you just added it.
Is he really?
But you have two catchers.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you still got Machete.
Okay. You have two catchers. You added a third catcher. That's a future catcher for after Machete's gone.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know anything about Luke.
But if you think about it, though, my point is that Miles Straw and the catcher are going to be your two questionable hitters. Other than that, are you a little concerned about Yuli and getting older and bat speed and stuff like that? Old looping swing.
I think we saw it. Yeah.
We saw some concerns arise.
Right.
But I can't tell you how big. I just think, to me, it never made sense for them not to be in on it unless he didn't want to go, because that's the perfect signing. It's not going to bust you. George is going to be gone, so that money, you don't have to worry about paying that money, and it's only a two-year deal. And it keeps a little bit of a window open, and he's a great hitter. He's not going to stop hitting. That's not happening. He's not going to stop hitting. The question is just going to be, can he stay healthy? I mean, he's a great hitter. He's going to be a hitter in 3 or 4 years. He's still going to hit the ball pretty well.
Yeah.
But Richard's point was they don't want to have a full-time DH. They want to be able to use position players and put them in the DH role to give them rest. He said Yordan will be playing some outfield. So that must mean Tucker in center?
Probably.
Or no, Brantley is the DH. Maybe Brantley back and forth. Because Ledesma is not a full-time.
Yordan out in left once or twice.
Yeah,
I'm not, yeah. He started a couple.
I'm not
games
super on. Interested in that.
But you got to do it. You got to do what you got to do. I just wish he'd take a billion ground balls at first base. A billion. Take a billion ground balls at first base. He's long. He looks. I mean, he looks like a first baseman. It would be totally, totally sweet if he could play first base. Just hit him a billion balls and let's see what happens. 940 ESPN 97.5. Want to get Jay in here? What up, Jay? What you doing?
What up, fellas? Hey, love the show, man. Appreciate you guys.
Appreciate it, man.
Quick question, man. All right, so I'm an Instagram guy, right? And I follow Daniel House on Instagram. It looks like the guy's having a whole rap career going on. And I wouldn't be surprised if I see him tweet some lyrics of his own pretty soon. But my question is, what's going on with him? Like, when is he coming back, man? I mean, you know, and when he comes back, what is his role going to be? I mean, I don't even know if this guy's head's in it. He's out there partying. He's out there hanging. He's out there doing, you know, doing this music thing. So, you know, I just want to get you guys' perspective on that.
Well, I mean, I guess.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't heard anything. Have you heard he's partying? He's out there having more relations with.
The latest was 4 days ago. He didn't play Wednesday against Suns. Won't play until Tuesday at the earliest. House and John Wall both won't play on this road trip, which concludes Pistons and Mavericks. It sounds like Tuesday against the Wizards at home is the earliest possible return date for either. Steven Silas says the team is being cautious with both guys, which makes sense.
Except
Daniel
Wall
House
played.
Is safety protocols.
Except Wall played yesterday. I mean, in their last game.
What's that?
Except Wall played in their last game.
Right. I'm just reading. This is an old one from the
gotcha.
20th. Yeah, this
safety protocol sounds like he has
vid.
The vid, or at least has been in contact with someone.
It's been longer than 2 weeks, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, dude's been gone for a while.
Well, he had initially it was a knee thing. It was an injury, and then COVID popped up. Yeah.
His last game was January. His last game
laid
was
up with
January
a bad knee.
January 2nd.
That's when you're most likely to get COVID.
Well, he had
it's been three weeks.
He had the injury, and then the health protocol thing came up.
That's right. When you're convalescing at your house.
Well, if you invite
your
someone
knee
over,
wrapped up.
What if you invite someone over?
Well, how about
he's been known to invite people over?
Okay, yeah, I know he does. No, he goes to certain places that he shouldn't be.
Well,
that's what he usually does.
And sometimes
I don't want to see him limping in.
And he learned from his lesson and brought someone in.
Oh, I see.
Possibly. I don't know what his issue is actually.
Well, it's hard to catch a COVID by yourself.
That's true. You do need people around you to.
Hard to catch a cold by yourself.
COVID.
Oh, hard to catch anything by yourself.
Right. You can catch your death with a draft, a bad draft, though.
Yeah, but he's got COVID, not a chest thing. Well, maybe. I don't know. Well, hopefully Daniel House is back so he can, I don't know. What would he do? Be part of the rotation, I guess. I don't know.
943 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here to hang with us.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
946 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. Adam Schefter, apparently, now he wrote an article. It was January 24th. That was yesterday. This one came out yesterday. The Texans' coaching decision is not expected to change Deshaun Watson's thinking as the quarterback is still expected to want out of Houston no matter who the head coach is, sources told Chris Mortensen.
Yeah, but we'll see if that actually hits.
Yeah. No.
Do you think this has got to be Mulgetta at this point, right? David Mulgetta, his agent?
That's feeding Schefter and Mort? Could well be.
When it's high end like that, it usually comes from an agent.
Yeah. It could, well, or
because those guys aren't going to go with Those guys aren't going to go with people who are not directly tied to it. They're not going to be embarrassed, especially Schefter and Morton. I mean, they've been doing it forever. Yeah. They're going to get it from somebody that they feel very good about it. Even if they were using, you know, Quincy Avery or a friend of Deshaun's or someone in the brand, in the marketing side of Deshaun Watson, it doesn't hold the same sway as if David Mulgeta, the agent,
said. Yeah.
And I think they're using the Texans a little bit. Look, best case scenario for the Texans, they're using this to push the Texans hard so that Deshaun will have say-so in literally every facet of the team moving forward, which is not necessarily a great thing, but it's the like for any player to have that much power. But that's what happens when you screw it up this badly. I mean, it's monumentally screwed. Worst case scenario is, no matter who the coach is, Deshaun doesn't contact them, doesn't take a call, doesn't, you know, may just text back. I guess worst case scenario is Eric Bieniemy is hired, and then Deshaun tweets him lyrics. I mean, texts him lyrics. That would be the worst thing imaginable.
That's the way that Deshaun will look worst in this.
Yeah, I just got it here. Oh, the agent's been talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Just came on.
This is the way Deshaun will look the worst. Eric Bieniemy gets hired, and he still demands a trade. That will look worse because this is the guy that you wanted, you pined for, you asked the owner about. He acquiesces. He hires him, and then you
I would make the argument.
And not only that, but it's a first time black head coach that and one of the predominant thoughts is that we need more African Americans, and we want them to succeed. We want them to be great so that it will hire more African American head coaches. And Deshaun is making it impossible for the guy to succeed here.
Do you think he catches the same smoke? And I say this partly because you remember the All the Smoke podcast with Steven Jackson
with
and Matt
James
Barnes.
Harden, he will not.
When James right. dipped
You'll
out on
that.
Steven
I
Silas.
Think he'll catch that.
They got after James because
here's
what are you
they'll
doing?
Say it's different. They'll say you can't win. And Houston Texans organization, this is what they'll say. That's a racist organization anyway. I wouldn't want to play for them. You can't win there. The argument here was never against the organization per se. I mean, you've been able to get into the play. You're coming off a 4-win season. James Harden got everything he wanted for years and years. I mean, they recognize that. Yeah, there's a huge difference.
Yeah, but
he's not going to take the same heat because Eric Bieniemy. They'll say you do you, King, and you look out for yourself. He's not going to take any heat.
Calling the Texans a racist organization when they're the only ones that hired a black head coach this offseason is going to be a little disingenuous. Not a little disingenuous. It'll be very disingenuous.
Well, people will say they got forced to.
No, they didn't get forced to. They still don't have to. They could hire Josh McCown. I mean, they could.
Oh, my God.
They could hire Brian Daboll.
They could do whatever the hell
they
want.
He's available.
Every other organization did whatever the hell they wanted. They could do whatever the hell they want.
But they can't hire a quarterback.
Well, no.
They can't hire a third-string quarterback.
Brian Daboll. They could hire whomever.
Brian Daboll.
He's available.
Who has just gotten real quiet on the Daboll
front. Yeah, well.
I think it's because they want to hire a black head coach, period. It doesn't make any sense. He's an Easterby. I mean, he's a Bob Lamont guy. See, I think if the Texans are not all in on Eric Bieniemy and they can't be sure that Deshaun's going to stay no matter who the coach is, they didn't want to give Bieniemy the interview in the first place. I think they'll go Leslie Frazier. Hits the Bob Lamont trifecta.
I think Jim Caldwell's more likely.
Could be. But Leslie Frazier is also a Lamont guy, to where Bob Lamont would have head coach, GM, and
life lesson.
The hand of the king.
Lord Baelish. Mm-hmm. Who was never hand. He just.
So why does Bob Lamont have to have. Why is Bob Lamont now the owner of the team? When did Bob Lamont start owning this team?
When Jack Easterby was hired.
What the hell? I thought Cal owned it.
When did you think that? How long have you been thinking this? I used to think so, too, but he doesn't.
Do we have, I know it happens in college football, but do we have one agent having those three positions?
It's possible. Leslie Frazier is being mentioned frequently. Leslie Frazier is a.
No, but is it possible anywhere else? Or is it, if I was Cal, I'd go, wait a minute. How did this happen?
So you know some agents now. This is something I found out over the week. I guess last week, some agents put it in their contracts with their coaches and GMs, and this never gets out. This is the first time I've heard this. They put it in their contract that when reasonable, they will make every attempt to hire a client from the same agent. That should never be in a contract.
Yeah.
That when reasonable, they will make every serious effort to hire an agent, hire a prospect from that particular agent. Well, if that's the case, then you could say, okay, we had even if you don't like him, you could say we had Leslie Frazier in. We had there was somebody else they interviewed. I thought that was a Bob Lamont guy.
The guy
who's the offensive, isn't the coach? Remember the offensive line coach from not offensive line coach, the coach from the 60-something-year-old coach from the Ravens.
Oh, Cully.
Yeah, David Cully. I think he might have been, maybe not.
I don't know.
He is, right? So there he is. Okay, so that's a Bob Lamont Bob Lamont guy.
Daboll, Cully, Leslie Frazier.
Yep. I think that's it that have been considered. But that's three potentially considered. Did Daboll ever interview? I don't remember hearing that he even interviewed.
No, he didn't interview. No, but allegedly he was on their list.
Of course, either did Nick Caserio.
No, didn't have to interview.
Off the top ropes with Daboll. Off the top ropes with Daboll. And we go Josh McCown as offense coordinator.
Ooh.
Bless his name. Oh, my goodness.
Bless his name. Praise be.
Under his eye.
Under his eye.
Under Easter. Is that Easter B? Is that when they're referring to
Joe
his
Brady
eye?
is not a Bob Lamont.
No. Well, he put Caserio and O'Brien on the wall.
Yeah.
They got.
Not Caserio.
No.
Brian Gain.
Brian Gain.
Yeah, somebody got put on the wall.
Yep.
Bob.
A bunch of people got put on the wall.
O'Brien for sure got put on the wall.
Chris Olsen. Amy Palchik.
It was really awesome. A lot like Game. It was really Game of Thrones meets Handmaid's Tale.
For those under his eye, mercy!
And he thinks that he's under his eye and screaming at people. And little does he know, he's getting ready to hit the wall.
Yeah, it didn't go
that's
well.
That's more Game of Thronesy.
Oh, you mean being exiled? That's what it depends. What would you rather have?
Chris Olsen was just Ned Stark. Chris Olsen was just trying to be a good hand. He's just trying to help make things right. He got Ned Starked.
Well,
Amy Palsik
used to be did
eye.
Say
Amy Palsik.
I told you not to trust me, Chris. And he trusts
who are you talking to over there? Remember, you're not supposed to talk in the grocery stores.
Yeah,
on Handmaid's Tale, and Amy Palsik's on the grocery store. She's at the grocery store talking, giving information to Adam Schefter or Sports Illustrated or whatever. Oh, no, that was after she.
So
was
who's
talking.
Of Easterby?
Who's of Easterby?
Yeah.
Well, apparently McCown.
Apparently. And whoever gets hired. Well, Casario's of
is
Easterby.
Is Nick Caserio of Easterby?
Yes. He's of
and
Easterby.
And Deshaun is right now. Deshaun, who's the main character? What's her name?
June. Well, that's
Deshaun
her real
is
name.
June trying to escape. He's trying to escape. But remember when June was going to escape?
She
and
went
back
because she had her kid there.
That's what's going to happen.
So who's
if
Deshaun?
If the enemy gets David hired, he's going to come back here.
Who's his kid? Who's Deshaun staying for?
Will Fuller.
But Will Fuller's gone.
Maybe Deshaun's kid
is June's kid gone.
Maybe Chad Hansen.
But she has a second one, remember? She has the older kid, remember?
Oh, yeah, the older
maybe
kid.
Maybe Kiki QT is his kid.
And that's why he's going to stay?
Yeah. Kiki QT.
The older kid is JJ. Can't get out.
Oh, that's the truth.
JJ's the old guy with the beard trying to help behind the scenes, you know?
I think JJ's her oldest kid. And I tried to get you out.
No, that's Will Fuller. Will Fuller's going to get out.
Well, Will Fuller's getting out. Already got out like the baby did.
Not yet.
Yeah,
he's a free agent. He didn't have to stay.
Okay. Will Fuller got out like the baby.
Yeah.
No, not like the baby. Oh, yeah, the baby did get out.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. The one who had been born.
Mm-hmm.
God, if they start saying under his eye in the building, that would be the greatest. I'm just telling you now, I would completely be here for that. I would be the biggest Texan fan. If your Texans fans would wear, you know, the hats that do this, the games. I'm just telling you, there's certain things, like I once called for the Astros to drop Cobras into the state because it would make it more fun if you knew there was something dangerous in there.
Yeah.
If the Texans would lean all the way in, push in on McCown, Chips, head coach, Start saying under his eye.
Change the bullpen to the colonies.
The colonies. The fan group behind the opposing. You're going to have them really rough, so you want those are going to be called the colonies.
The colonies,
where you scream at the opposing team, maybe call them heathens and whatnot. I like all this. I like all this. I like the direction they're headed in now.
Yeah.
More than I did.
This is
if it goes like Handmaid's Tale.
If they go all in.
If they go all in. I mean, it's not going to be good football. They're not going to win.
No.
But if I could see people dressed like handmaids and Jack Easterby comes out as a...
A Martha?
He's above a Martha.
You want him? He's one of the guys who lead. That's what you want.
Who's the mean lady?
Well, she was a Martha.
She was a Martha. She was the head of the Martha.
No, she was like a trainer. Remember, she trained the girls.
Wasn't that the Martha?
If y'all haven't watched Handmaid's Tale, it's worth it just so you can know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And by the way, before I leave, how about Conor McGregor getting TKO'd in the second round and turning into a meme?
My boy made a lot of money on that now. I was like, are you kidding me?
McGregor's going to kill him. You're stupid. Something.
Yeah, you got great odds on that.
Mm-hmm.
Correa was bragging about it. He said, I forgot what the reference was, but he said, you think I don't know this? I had the guy in the second.
Yeah, apparently, Poirier?
Poirier.
Wow.
Dude, a casual, I think Correa loves MMA more than baseball, and he loves baseball. But, dude, Correa and McCullers love MMA. Love MMA.
All right, 9:59, ESPN 97.5. Beat it, Lance.
Get out of here, Lance.
Yeah, dude. Lance. Now it's me and Dell all by ourselves.
I don't like you.
Oh, sweet, my friend Dell.
I don't like the way you put that.
Me and Dell all by ourselves.
No. Yeah.
Put on some nice music.
What would you like to hear?
Some soft, nice soft music.
Nah, I'm good. That's not good.
Get us in the mood.
The mood for what? Stop it.
When it comes to sports betting, SportsMapBets.com is the site you need. From weekly betting guides to single game breakdowns of the point spread, money line, over under, and more, SportsMapBets has all the info you need to make the best play. SportsMapBets.com.